We were wondering up here why I'm up here. I'm up here because I want to grow and learn more, and I've thought about like how I can do that. And at first, I was thinking maybe it's not being in the youth. Of course, as I prayed about it and talked to some people, that is not the right decision. And in the church, there's a structure and an order. And that's where it's supposed to be. But anyways, besides that, I was talking to people, and somebody actually told me, he's like, said, if you're wanting to grow or just go closer to God or walk, expound your faith with God, like something that helped start that is kind of by leading where you are or learning how to lead where you are. So that's what I did. I asked Luke if I could give a devotion. Apparently I was supposed to do it next week, but I did it this week. So if I knew I had it next week, I would have done it next week. But anyways, I've just been thinking about what I was going to say, what I was going to talk about. Two things I've thought about or wanted to talk about have been just applying myself in the church, everywhere else, and just living for God in a more godly way. I didn't really know what the word apply meant. So I did a word study of it. I researched the word apply, and it occurs four times all in the Old Testament. Apply does. The word applied occurs three times. Same in the Old Testament. They all occur in like the wisdom books, Proverbs, Psalms, Ecclesiastes, all that stuff. Which was kind of funny, I thought, because I'm like seeking knowledge of what the word apply means. But let's just jump into what I got. All of them are pretty much, the word apply is kind of just like a transition word into what it's actually meaning. It's applying wisdom or applying yourself to learn more. The first mention occurs in Psalms 90:12. And we can turn there. Psalms 90:12. And fun fact I learned about, Psalm 90 is the oldest psalm in the book of Psalms. Fun fact. It was written by supposedly Moses, and it's pretty much just Moses talking about, he's pretty much saying a prayer to God, how Israelites have, they're growing angry, growing wicked, because 90:12. I see what you're talking about now. It's pretty annoying. Yeah. But Moses is saying prayer about the Israelites. He's praying for them and just that they would just grasp everything and just pretty much just peace be still in a way. Moses is talking and he's just saying like the Israelites are, they're growing angry, they're growing mad about all this stuff because at the time my, like what I was putting together, and they're in the wilderness, they're being impatient. But as we go to verse 12, it says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. First, I broke it off into two pieces. To teach us to number our days. That is just, we gotta think about how much time we have on this earth. We don't know how much time we have on this earth. It means you don't have time to not do something or say you're gonna do something and not do it at all. You gotta act straightforward, and I learned that the hard way. I deal with grades all the time. Like, wait till the last minute and I got a bad grade. Pretty much, if you just did it right then and there, it'd already be done with. You have a good grade. It's just like that. But it says, so teach us how to number our days. That's just pretty much saying we have to remember, we have to realize that we don't have, like, we might not have tomorrow on our timeline. Saying that, and it says that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. We have to apply our hearts into the Bible unto wisdom. This is called the book of knowledge for a reason. So you're going to get all your knowledge from the Bible. The meaning, the big thing, like, you could read your Bible consistently, but how are you going to apply it in your life? That's the main question. And that's something I have struggled with is, well, reading in general, but also applying what I'm reading. I sometimes read this as a psalm a day or a proverb a day, but I'm not actually, like, getting anything from it. I'm just reading it so I can say I read that day. So this actually just kind of spoke on me, just saying, like, I have to realize that I don't have tomorrow. I don't have probably an hour left of the day. Because rapture is coming, God's coming back, all that stuff. And also have to apply to stuff that is that I'm reading and I'm listening to. Sunday mornings with Brian's preaching, I listen to all that stuff, and sometimes I'm just out of it. Tired, not listening at all. We all are. But this is something we have to do, is apply in our life. The next verse I have is Proverbs 2:2. So we can move there. Proverbs 2:2, by the way. It's kind of like a 2:2. Think about it. Ethan.
Yeah, did you hear what he said? Pay attention on Sunday morning. Get a fresh surprise. Did you hear that?
No, did you hear what verse I said? What verse did I say?
Something 22.
Proverbs.
2:2.
Like it's 2:2. Yeah. Say good.
Not 22.
All right. I'm just going to start in verse 1, actually. My son, if thou receive my words and hide thee my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and incline thine heart to understanding. It's pretty much just what I said in the beginning. All these verses pretty much back. They're pretty much just all the same mention. Pretty much mean the same thing. They just keep talking about it. But the whole Proverbs 2 is talking about wisdom delivering you from evil and wickedness. Like verse 2, we have to just listen to what we're hearing, what we're understanding, and we have to apply it to our heart, as it says. If you listen to what God is saying and apply it, you'll gain wisdom. And then the next mention is Proverbs 22:17. Proverbs 22:17. Yeah, that one's 22. Alright, what verse was it? Yeah, sure.
17.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. It's, yeah, you're good. Yeah, 22:17.
Bow down thy discerning ear and hear the words of the wise and apply thine heart unto my knowledge.
Yeah, dude. Pretty much literally the same thing as Proverbs 2:2. They literally all pretty much mean say the same thing, everything. But what I kind of had for this, even though they all meant the same, is hearing the words of God and apply it to your heart. That's what I did for all of them. And then Proverbs 23:12 is applying thine heart unto instruction and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Pretty much just still saying the same thing. Apply your heart unto instruction and your ears. Just listen and just apply it to your life and your heart. But the way I took instruction was, we gotta apply our heart to obedience and our parents and our family.
12.
Yeah, 23:12. But the word instruction in this, I kind of took as, how am I, like, applying what my parents are saying to me, what just people around me are saying. Something I definitely struggle with is, well, listening to my parents.
Yeah.
We all do. Even dad.
Parents don't talk to me.
Vince, Nani, I know, does talk to you. But that's something also to take from that verse, is apply your ears and listen to the instruction that your parents are saying, and like your authority. Ecclesiastes 7:25. Go there. Ecclesiastes 7:25. Ecclesiastes is a big wisdom book. It's written by Solomon, like the wisest man on earth. But that verse, well, does anyone want to read that verse? Ecclesiastes 7:25. You there?
No, I'm not there.
All right, Eli got it.
Wait, 7:24.
Five.
I apply my heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom and the reason of things and to know wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness.
I got three things out of this verse. It was to know, search, and seek out God and His wisdom. Doing this, you'll know what is wicked and what not to do. You'll see all the wicked in the world if you have the knowledge and the wisdom to understand it. If you apply it in your life, like, the Holy Spirit will just speak on you more. You'll see like the bad things that's happening or something you're about to do, you're about to sin, it'll just open your eyes. Like, you'll just see it. The next verse I had was Ecclesiastes 8:9, which was apply your heart. Oh, sorry. I'm already reading the sub note for Ed. I think Ethan wanted to do it, so I might let him.
Wait, what was it? Ecclesiastes
8:9. 8:9. You want to do it? Gotta read it.
All this have I seen and applied my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt.
All right. What I kind of got this out of this was, well, I guess it only really applies to me and a couple in here, but raise your hand if you have a job. You three put your hand down. Well, I guess you can. You can put football. How about a sport? How about we do a job in sports? Or just extracurricular activities? Just do all it. Put it all in the mix. Raise your hand. Alright. It says, alright. All this I've seen and applied my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. What I got. Hey. I'm up here, not over there. Alright. All this I've seen and applied in my heart unto every work that is under the sun. That little part right there is how am I applying my knowledge and my wisdom to like my job or at school or sports, all that. Like how am I applying just God to that? How am I sharing God? But that was pretty much what I got for that. And a little sub note as I was reading it. Apply your heart and passion to all the work you do. That's pretty much what I got out of the verse. And we have one more verse. That's Ecclesiastes 8:16. Got it. Okay.
When I applied my heart to know that it's done, and to see the business that is done on the earth, for also there is that neither day nor night
Watch your guys' verse was pretty much the same thing as verse 9, but it's just applying your heart to know wisdom and understand. You understand and know what God has for your life. If you apply what God is putting in your life and what He has to say to you, God will direct you in the right path 100 times, like 10 out of 10 times. But I had something else for this verse. I forgot if we were rated down. Oh, it's pretty much just do everything, like do all your work for God, and just do the right thing. So, like apply everything you have for Him. So don't act. Can't think of a word right now, but don't act greedy. Don't seek out like worldly temptations. Seek out God. Be like what God wants from you or for you. And as I wrap this up, I'm gonna give you 3 simple points on how to live for God. We've all pretty much heard the same 3 points. But the first one, have to know God. You have to know God and why He came to this earth. The one was pretty much no. You have to know God. One of the verses I got that I looked up on the Blue Bible was 1 John 3:5. I actually did this in my English class because I had nothing better to do.
1
John 3:5. And I'll read that. And you know that He was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. God sent down His Son to die on the cross for our sins, and just take away all our sins. But we have to know that, or we're not going to be saved. We're not going to know God. Another verse, a lot of us probably know it, is John 3:16.
Excited. Don't
look too excited. Okay. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, for whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Whosoever.
All right. We're still going to go read it, though.
You read it, right?
Oh, yeah. I have it highlighted.
All right. 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you don't know God, I'm telling you, Yeah, I know. It'll change your life no matter what. I was going through stuff through 7th grade, and I went to youth camp, and it felt like my, literally, I don't even know, the biggest of big backs was on my back, and just got lifted off. It's so amazing. It's an experience that none of you guys that are not saved will understand until you lay down and just confess that God came down and died for your sins. The second point I had was to learn, just to learn more about God. We should always be seeking to learn more and wanting more and how we can expand our field and our area. But the verse I got for this was Titus 3:14-15. So let's go there. Did a lot of flipping around, didn't realize until just now. Titus 3:14-15. Gosh, I can't turn my paper. And that says, and let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. All that are with me, salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. As it says, we should learn to maintain good works. A big thing for good works, as we're seeing applying, is, or I'll show you the verse later, but we should apply all our works and all our knowledge for to be fruitful, to share more about God, to learn more about God, and just to grow more in God. This is the way, three things out. I'm going to try my best to apply more in my life. The last one was applying, and for that verse I have Matthew 28:19. It's one of the great, great commandments. Yeah, Great Commission, not bad. Okay. If anybody gets there, they can read it.
What is it?
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
I'm actually going to go to the next verse too. Should have done this a little later. Teaching them to observe all things, whosoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. We got to apply it, so we have to go teach others. We have to go teach all nations. As the Great Commission, as Caleb said, we have to go do this, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We got to just share God to all the countries around the world. And we have to teach people and just follow God's commandments. Next verse is James 1:22, which is a pretty popular verse. I was kind of talking about good works, kind of just shows like how we should be applying these works. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. We have to just apply our good works. We can't just be hearers. We have to be doers. That is a big thing that I have been told the last month in Bible study and all this stuff. It's just, I shouldn't be just hearing all this stuff. I should be doing it. I should be applying it and living my life out for it. And that's pretty much what I got. I said, just think about how you're applying those 3 points in your life.
Know, learn, and what?
Know, learn, and apply.